Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are looking a little mixed this morning, huh?
Yeah.
A bit of a tug of war out there. We're seeing some indecision as investors digest the latest batch of earnings. Right. And we've got some big names reporting later this week too. Microsoft, Apple, Meta, Amazon, the whole gang. But let's focus on what's moving the market right now. What are the overnight headlines?
Well, Asian markets were mostly higher, except for China, which dipped slightly. Europe is mixed. DAX up, CAC down, FTSE treading water. Trump's still talking tariffs, which is adding to the uncertainty.
Tariffs. Always the tariffs. Any major economic data releases we should be watching for?
Absolutely. We've got April consumer confidence and March job openings coming out at 10 a.m. Eastern. Those could definitely shake things up.
Got it. Now let's talk earnings. Who are the big winners and losers so far?
Honeywell and UPS are looking good after beating expectations. Coca-Cola and Sherwin-Williams also had decent results. On the flip side, NXP Semi, Kraft Heinz, General Motors, and BP are taking a hit this morning.
Interesting. Any particular sectors looking strong or weak for that matter?
Based on the WaveWriter AI analysis, tech XLK and consumer discretionary XLY are showing some resilience. Energy and financials XLF are lagging a bit, which suggests a possible rotation into growth sectors.
I see. So what's your quick take? What should traders be watching for at the open?
Watch those key levels on the SPY and QQQ. Resistance on the SPY is around 553, support at 549. For the QQQ, resistance is near 4474.5, support around 47-471. A break above or below those levels, with strong volume, could signal the direction for the day. And of course, keep an eye on those economic data releases. They could be the catalyst for a big move.
Great insights.
Always appreciate your perspective. And for our listeners, remember, trade smart, trade safe. This has been the Morning Dose, and we'll catch you tomorrow.